Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Paul Lane is with us in the fall months of, and Mr. Lane, are you there?
Yes, sir.
In the fall months of the year 2001, you were involved in a high-speed chase with the California Highway Patrol or members of the Orange County and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You were chased by police. Why?
I had run from the police after they had been called to my girlfriend's apartment.
You were accused of raping her, right?
Well, that's correct. Although that's not the point of why I wanted to talk with you today. But police were responding to a sexual assault call. That's right.
Were you assaulting your girlfriend?
Well, that's not the point. For 2.5 hours, I was on television being chased by police. And that was used as entertainment by TV stations to entertain people. Now, the only people that are home in the middle of the day are people who do not have means to support themselves.
When was this on?
It was in the middle of the day on the West Coast. It was also picked up by some cable channels. So anywhere between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., according to my attorney.
So you're running from the police. You're in one of these high-speed chases. What kind of a car were you in?
I was in a truck. I was in a Ford truck.
You were in a Ford truck. And now you're saying to the television stations...
Well, not necessarily to the television stations so much as it is to the cable companies that carried the broadcast stations, that I feel that I am entitled to be paid money for the entertainment of people who were home in the middle of the day. People who are home in the middle of the day, I believe, might be individuals who would tend to be criminally prone because they do not have jobs. They may be depressed. They may be angry. They might be frustrated. I'm sorry for raping my girlfriend, but I feel somehow I've been able to do something for people by being on television, having people watch me as I was being chased by police.
Well, what do you think you did for people who were watching on TV while you were being chased by police?
I gave them an alternative to what they would ordinarily be doing, which could involve rape or any other crime. I can prove this.
How can you prove that?
On said date, had I not been watching a car chase on, had I been watching a car chase on TV, I should say, I might not have raped my girlfriend, and that's how I can prove it.
So you're on the TV, you're being chased by the police, and you're providing entertainment for people sitting at home.
I'm doing more than that. Not only am I providing entertainment, but I'm also giving them an alternative to criminal enterprise that they might be involved in.
Well, what makes you think that people who are sitting at home in the middle of the day are criminally prone?
I think that if you have a job, you're working in the middle of the day. If you do not have a job, you're unemployed. If you're unemployed, there's a chance that you are an individual who might be involved in other things. And even if you do have a job...
I was going to say, there's such a thing as third shifters. There's such a thing as housewives.
I understand that, but I also consider that to be... I think a little bit suspect. Mr. Henry, you, I'm sure, are familiar with the Andre Yates story. Andre Yates was a housewife.
Yes, I am.
All right, Andre Yates was a housewife. She'd been able to, if she'd been able to watch television that afternoon and see me leading police on a chase on the freeway on her television, I guarantee she wouldn't have had time to drown those five babies. And you talk about third shifters, those are people who work at night.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how normal that is, working at night, which is an odd time. You're not in the sunshine. That can lead to not getting enough melatonin. It leads to brain disease.
What are you proposing? So you were on TV. You broke the law. You admit that you raped your girlfriend.
I do, and I'm sorry for that, but I don't think that's the point. The point...
Well, the point is you led police on a chase for 2.5 hours that was televised on television. So what do you propose?
Well, I came up with an idea that I think is fair, and I think is revolutionary. And I think that this is something which can be implemented and can solve what I think will be a problem in the next 10 years as more of these police chases are televised. You don't necessarily have to punish people, but on people's cable bill, a one-time surcharge, which would be like a pay-per-view tax of $2, not just in the state of California, but nationwide, because my car chase was televised nationwide on cable, $2 per view. And I'm told that would come to around $40 million with an average of 20 million viewers in the daytime, which is a fair amount of money considering what I'm able to provide people.
And $40 million. $40 million you think you're entitled to.
Sir, if you look at the average salaries of many television artists, the Friends cast get like millions of dollars per episode. The same is true for the ER cast.
But the whole reason why you were being chased in the first place is because you raped your girlfriend.
I'm offering her part of the money as well.
You are?
Yes. Because she called the police, and that's what led to me being chased. So I think this can be a very good thing for her and for her child. And I think this is very, very fair for the people that were doing nothing in the middle of the day.
Your girlfriend has a child?
Excuse me, sir?
Your girlfriend has a child.
As a result of her and me having sex.
As the result of you raping her?
If you want to go there, yeah.
But again, I think I want to go there. Okay?
Sure, I know it's not a very pleasant thing to talk to somebody like me, but what I'm saying is that I'm entitled to be paid for providing entertainment for people who are sitting at home in the middle of the day.
See, people who are sitting at home in the middle of the day who might otherwise be involved in criminal activity.
That is correct, because I do consider that to be a very abnormal time of day to be sitting and doing nothing. And
well, even if they're employed people.
If they're a third shifter or housewife, whenever. These are individuals who are up in the middle of the day, who probably should be sleeping because they're working at night, and instead they were watching a car chase on television, and I'm providing that entertainment. I'm the one in that car. I was the one leading police on that chase. They would not have had anything to look at had it not been for me.
So you want people to be taxed on their cable bill?
Mr. Henry?
I just want to be clear. You want people to be taxed on their cable bill?
That is correct.
Now, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Paul Lane. Paul was involved in a high-speed chase with the L.A. County Sheriff, Orange County Sheriff, California Highway Patrol, and it was televised for 2.5 hours on the national broadcast and local broadcast stations. He wants to be compensated as a performer?
You can call it anything you want. I think that the facts are that I was providing entertainment. The facts are that I was providing a vital piece of programming for those cable channels and for those broadcast channels.
Why not just go to the TV stations for it?
Well, because you don't cover everybody. I think by taxing everybody, everyone that was watching TV, by in other words, putting a tax on everyone's cable bill, no matter who they are, no matter where they live, that would, in my opinion, be commensurate.
But you're talking about 20 million homes.
Yeah, I believe about 20 million homes should be.
So not everybody.
No, sir. About 20 million homes should be taxed, a $2 cable tax. I mean, think about what I did.
Well, here's what I think you did. You raped a woman, then the police came, and then you ran. Why did you run?
Well, even at that time, I was considering the fact that it probably would be on television.
Okay, so you ran on purpose because you knew you'd be on TV. See, this is the thing about a lot of you guys.
No, but I'm saying I think in my own way I was being enterprising.
You rape a woman, then you run from the police, and you call yourself enterprising. You say that you're being enterprising because you think somewhere down the road you're going to be able to get money from people.
I believe that I am entitled to it, Mr. Henry, considering the fact that the television industry, the entertainment industry in general, makes a very, very significant amount of money. This is a billions and billions of dollars a year industry, and the fact that I was the sole provider of entertainment, not the California Highway Patrol, not the L.A. County Sheriff, or I was the sole provider of entertainment for 2.5 hours on television. I am entitled to money. I'm entitled to be paid for that, just like any other performer on television.
But you're not a performer. You were a part of the news.
I was making news. And I wasn't just news, because if it's news, there's some kind of commentary, some kind of context. All it is a helicopter following my car. I was the one. I was the star of the show. I was the individual that provided the entertainment for them people. I believe they should pay me.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The guy said it was revolutionary. He may be right. I've never heard of such a thing. He wants to be paid. He was the guy that was running from police, and he wants to be paid, not from the TV stations, not from the cable stations. He wants TV viewers to be taxed on their cable bill, $2, 20 million cable viewers, so that he gets a $40 million windfall for providing 2.5 hours of, quote, entertainment, end quote, by running from the police. This after the police were chasing him because he had been accused of raping his girlfriend, who he says he'll share some of the money with. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I think it's very revolutionary, Mr. Hendry, and I don't think being closed-minded about it.
Well, I'm not closed-minded about it. I think that you raped your girlfriend, you led police on a high-speed chase, and now you want to be paid for it.
I think it is a very creative way of looking at it because I provided the broadcast channels 2.5 hours of uninterrupted entertainment with my fleeing the police, and I believe that I should be compensated for that. Now, I understand that I committed a crime. I've paid my dues for that. I've paid my time for that. And
you were prosecuted?
Yes, I was.
How long did you spend in jail?
I spent a total of 18 months.
18 months for raping a woman and for fleeing the scene of a crime? See, that's the thing that drives me nuts. I'd be willing to... You know, if you'd go back to jail for 10 years, I'd pay you.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I guess it doesn't.
But I will tell you this, sir, that I kept driving for 10 minutes after I hit the spike strip because I knew that I would be driving on my rims, and I knew that the rims would create sparks and that it would give a good effect on television. Now, that is the God's honest truth.
Well, I don't believe you.
No, sir, that is the God's honest truth. My attorney took a statement from me as to that effect.
You drove on the rims of your wheels after you hit the spike strip because you knew the sparks would look good on TV?
Yes, sir. So that is proof, and I've got that statement I gave to my attorney. That is proof that I knew that I was making good TV.
1-800-449. So you want $40 million?
I think that is fair, yes, sir. And I think it's a very creative way of looking at it. I think everybody can come out in the end very well. I knew the stations would be going to commercials, so I purposely hit a van. And it was full of handicapped children at the time, so they would keep taping, because I knew that they probably would go to commercial.
So now you're telling me you hit a van full of handicapped kids?
Yes, I did.
Were they hurt?
I don't believe so. No, sir, I didn't hit it that hard, but I knew that they'd want to stay with it rather than go to commercial.
Deborah, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I've never heard of anything so sick in my whole life. This is a deranged person.
May I finish? Yes, but if you think about it, I think you know it's a
may
very...
May I finish? You've had your time. May I finish?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You raped a person. You spent 18 months in jail, and, gee, you're sorry for it. That person lives with it for the rest of their life, and you want to be compensated. Does that mean Bin Laden should be compensated for blowing up the World Trade Center because he created news for weeks and months?
Well,
does that mean the Palestinians should be compensated for creating suicide bombers? Should the families be compensated?
I think your point is misstated because you couldn't see the Palestinians blow themselves up. So that's, you could see me running from the police, and for 2 hours there were TV cameras on me.
If you collected so much as 10 cents, if you wanted to donate it to the battered women's groups, that would be wonderful. But you're a batterer. Quite honestly, you should have spent the next 20 years of your life in jail, if not more.
You said you'd give money to your ex-girlfriend.
I would, yes, sir. And I would say to the lady, with all due respect, you were probably one of those people who was sitting out there watching me as I was running from police because it was a nice
diversion. Sir, I wouldn't
be
listening to the radio right now if I didn't work full-time. Where were you? Where is your job in life? This is a sick mind. Must have come from a sick upbringing, and obviously you have a sick mind that you could sit in a car and creatively think of what you could do to amuse the television watchers. How can that? Should everyone be rewarded for doing criminal? You should have put you in and thrown away the key.
I will tell you this much: the television stations are making money on
that. You're not even regretful for what you did. You say,
yeah, that's
I'm
what
sorry,
I'd like, to hear.
Like it's okay. I'm sorry. It's
are you
over.
Sorry for what you did?
What are you referring to?
What are you sorry for raping your girlfriend?
Well, the police say that I raped her. Now there are two.
You said you raped her.
Well, all right.
You said I raped her. That means I raped her.
Okay.
There is no dotted line.
All right, we'll go there. But I will say that.
Doesn't sound like sorry to me.
Are you sorry for what you did?
For which act? I don't know which one you're talking about.
Well, let's start with for raping your girlfriend.
Well, sir, I tell you this. I paid my girlfriend's 2 or 3 months' rent. Now that,
oh,
that's
wow. That really makes up for the rest of her life that she has this thought in the back of her head that you raped her.
Well,
Do you have any concept of what rape is to a human being?
If I get $40 million from the TV networks on account of that I ran, I think
if you get $40 million from anyone, then we all live in a sick society.
Well,
and we're being created by monsters like you who have a deranged thinking.
Let me say this, ma'am. Here's why I'm having a hard time. I feel sort of bad about the rape, but if I had
sort of bad.
I feel sort of bad, but if I had not raped her, she would not have called the police. I would not have run. There would not have been on TV, and you would not have been sitting there watching it.
And what a nicer world it would be if there weren't people like you in it.
Well, I don't understand, because I gave you the opportunity to sit on your can in the middle of the day and watch a police chase. And
you don't know what this lady does, whether she's sitting on her can in the middle of the day or not.
I don't care if she is sitting on her can. You have no right to intrude on her life.
I'm talking about you. You and people like you sit out there and watch a police chase, watch a car going down the freeway, because you got nothing better to do. Now, if I get...
Like I said, you don't know... Do you work during the day, Deborah?
If I were one of those cars on the thing, I would have rammed you if I knew what it was about.
I'll buy diapers for my boy. I can pay for their...
Oh, that's so good of you. That diapers for your boy is going to allow your boy to grow up a normal human being with a dad and a mom sitting in the house taking care of him and giving him love.
I stopped a lot of possible murders and robberies by keeping people glued to my chase. Now, there have been
You really don't believe this, do you?
No, what's not to believe?
You think,
know what I really feel? I really feel that the radio station right now is really contributing to your sickness by allowing you to be aired. We should just ignore you
like
and walk away.
I asked you a question you would answer. Do you watch them police chases or do you not?
Do I watch what?
Police chases.
It depends.
Yeah, there we go.
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
You're the one out there watching that TV thing.
See, you're getting all kinds of entertainment. How come I don't get paid for it? Now I'm going to get paid.
I get entertainment out of my family. I get entertainment out of my grandchildren. I get entertainment out of a good family life. I get entertainment out of Dr. Phil. I do not get entertainment out of a sickness like
you. You know that people in the middle of the day get their throats ripped out by dogs. They get drowned by their mothers in bathtubs. If I hadn't been on that police chase,
and they should be paid. Should they be paid?
All right, look, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
You probably have every Too Hot for TV cop videotape. That's just how sick and twisted you is.
Too Hot for TV cop video, huh?
That's right. You can get them on the TV by calling 1-800.
I know the thing. I've heard the pitch. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing? I was just calling about with a comment about the guy on the radio there.
Go ahead.
Is he on the line with me?
Go ahead with your comment.
All right. I disagree with him totally. I don't think that's entertainment. I think he is a criminal.
Oh, that's a load of malarkey, sir. You watch it. Everybody watches police chases. And as long as people watch police chases, and you can tell me right now, you know that that's entertainment, and you know that's worth money. So everybody can say they think it's sick. But I got a way of having people have a good time watching a police chase and pay me at the same time because I believe that I'm entitled to that money.
But
2 hours of TV programming, they preempt as the world turns. They preempt Our Magazine and the Regis and the other woman show. All those shows are preempted, so they watch me, Paul Lane, going down the grapevine, being chased by the CHP, LA County, and Orange County. Okay, and that's worth money. As far as I'm concerned, that's worth $40 million. And one way or another, I'm going to get paid. And I said I'd buy my girlfriend diapers.
Yeah, and you pay 2 months of her rent. Why don't you join the Screen Actors Guild?
I have applied for membership in the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. I got a good chance that Fox will re-air my chase on World's Craziest Police Chases. You know how much money that's worth?
Here is Ruth on the Phil Hendry Show. Ruth, go ahead.
Ruth? Mr. Lane, I have a comment for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you are a very sick creature.
Why? Because I want to make some money?
You have gone out and raped a woman, created a child in this world, and then have the audacity to suggest that we reward you for it, thereby creating
running from the cops.
Monsters who might be after money.
For running from the cops, that's what you should pay me for.
Why should I pay you to break the law? It's against
you was
the law.
Because you was looking at it on TV.
Why should anyone pay you to break the law?
Because you was looking at it on TV and it was entertaining to you.
I wouldn't watch such a thing on television.
Oh, don't lie now, Ruth. You lying. God will not
I'm
love
not
you for
lying,
that. You
I
lie.
Never lie. That's
hold,
what
hey,
makes
Ruth,
me different
Ruth,
from
Ruth,
you.
Ruth, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686.
She lied.
Fine. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Paul Lane, he ran from the police about 2 years ago, and this was after committing a sexual assault, and he believes that he should be compensated by cable viewers for the 2.5 hours that his chase was televised. You want royalties.
That's my attorney calls, yes, sir, and also I believe that we should get royalties if the chase appears on World's Funniest Police Chases, which is a TV program currently in syndication.
World's Funniest Police Chases? Is that what it's called?
Or the World's Craziest Police Chases, I believe.
The World's Crazy. All right. Let me go back to Ruth, who we didn't have to. Ruth, go ahead.
And now you consider it funny, do you? Well, I really don't think there was anything funny about it.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Now you're considering it funny. I really don't think there's anything funny about it.
There's a TV show on called World's Craziest Police Chases, which my police chase might get on that videotape. And if it do, I believe I'm entitled to some money for it.
Well, Mr. Lane, let me tell you something. First of all, I want to ask you, where are you going to go with this money?
What are you
going to do with this money? You're still going to have to live with yourself if and when you get the money, which you certainly won't.
What do you mean?
I mean, listen to me. If you
No, I know the name of that show now. It's called World's Wackiest Police Chases.
Okay, well,
whatever it's called,
Mr. Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would get acquainted with Jesus Christ, you'd get your whole life straightened out.
Oh, you know, I had a preacher come to me in prison. He said, son, you ought to know Jesus. I said, preacher, get out of here, because I seen what he showed me, and showed a man nailed to a cross. I said, hell, I don't want to wind up like that. So I told him to get lost. But I tell you that
you're already nailed to a cross, Mr. Lane.
Ma'am, $40 million, I'd hang by my testicles. $40 million, I'd hang by my ball sack.
Okay, watch. You're talking to a lady, okay?
Money won't do a thing for you, Mr. Lane.
It's going to be if I get on the World's Goofiest Police Chases. I'm tell you right now, I'll be a rich man.
Being rich is not going to.
What do you do with a phone? You're going. I was wearing a clown nose during the tape. Be more wacky for the tape. And if I can get on the world's nuttiest, kookiest police.
Okay. World's kookiest police chases.
I'll tell you, Jesus would have put on one hell of a police chase after he kicked the hell out of that marketplace. If you've ever heard the story of Jesus kicked the hell out of that marketplace, that he gets on a mule and he does like it was a mule chase from the Roman legionnaires. If they would have had, well, they had, didn't have no helicopters or helicopters back then, but they would have shown Jesus going away on a mule and the Romans chasing him after he kicked crap out of them people in the temple. See?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I said when.
I know what you're talking about, but I mean what? So Jesus beats the crap out of the marketplace and goes on a mule chase?
Right.
Donald, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I'd like to say, if this guy does get some money, I think every bit of it should go to the people that he hit and to the law enforcement agency that chased this stupid idiot. I'd also like to ask if he raped
paid. They're already getting paid for it.
I'd also like to ask, since you did rape your girlfriend, they should have just castrated you. Been a lot better off anyhow.
Well, if they televised that, though, then they would have owed me some money. The only thing they televise, though, and if I am on World's Police Chases, that's World's
Most Serious Police Chases, and it's called that for a reason.
What, sir?
I said it's called World's Scariest Police Chases, and it's called that for a reason.
Well, that's what I mean. I ran into a van full of cripples. I also run across that nail
And trip. You probably made them more crippled by hitting them.
I don't believe so. Are you?
And I believe there's going to be money if you do get any. And if you do, it's a very sick society we live in.
You know something, sir? You sound like a cop. Are you a cop?
You're exactly right.
Yeah, I knew it. I can tell a cop from a mile away. I can tell. See, y'all chased me. Now y'all owe me money. Because they put me up on a TV set.
We owe you money, yeah.
I smell bacon.
Okay, watch that bacon.
We had to pull you over so you wouldn't rape anybody else.
Well, be that as it may. They put out that nail strip. I was running on my rim for about 20 miles, and I got all kind of spark. It looked so cool. Damn.
Something? I can safely say, Paul, you're one of the dumbest guys I think I've ever talked to in my life.
I would definitely have to agree.
Yeah, I get $40 million.
You're not going to get $40 million, pal. You got a lawyer who's taking you to the cleaners. Have you given her any money?
I gave him what they call a retainer.
How much?
$1,000.
Goodbye to your $1,000.
You think I'm taking it up the old dirt road, huh?
Yeah, that's what I think, man.
See, cops love those chases, too. It's the only time they get to drive their cars fast.
Well, that may well be. I don't think cops dig it when... Thank you very much, sir, for your call. When people run from them, you poor, dumb idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's been Paul Lane, who wants to get $40 million from TV for running from the cops. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tonight, on the wackiest police chases, a guy runs into a bus. At 1-800-449-8686, I'm sure the wackiest cop chases. Good sweet God. I know one of the things I thought when I first saw cops was, how much are the cops getting? How much do they donate money to them, or do they... Look, it's all about royalties. It's all about royalties. I can tell you that I'm a member of a union. It's called a Screen Actors Guild. Doesn't mean I'm an actor. I have to join because I did voiceovers on a cartoon. But you get royalties. You get residual checks every time your stuff runs. You get paid for when you do the thing, and then when it's on TV again, then you get a residual, a royalty. Now, I get that. Anybody that's a member of SAG gets it. Anybody that's a member of AFTRA gets it. So how comes the when they do Cops or America's goofiest cop chases, it's for free? Yeah, something to think about. Something to think about the next time you're on Cops, the next time your trailer gets invaded, and they got the camera shoved up in your face. You tell him, yeah, you can put me on TV. It'll cost you, Phil Hendry said that if I'm on Cops and you stick your camera into my trailer and you videotape me, my wife, and my kids, that it is an even 10 G's. 10 G's. And then, of course, I sign a residual deal with you. That's what all of you guys listening to me right now, the next time Cops comes to your town and you beat your wife or you drank too much and they find you lying face down or in the fetal position in your backyard, or they chase you and then they, like, find you laying in the middle of an asphalt highway. You know how they find those guys? You know, on Cops, they're chasing a guy and then they'll find him hiding under a wheelbarrow. All right, come on out.
What?
You know what? You were running.
I didn't mean to.
No, you didn't mean to. They called us. What are you? You're under a wheelbarrow? I don't understand that. Why don't you just wait for us? Every time I watch that show, man, they have to go to the trailer park, and then they have to find the guy who ran off, and when they finally do find him, he's sitting on a milk crate out in the middle of a field, just with a cigarette. So he ran, and then he just sat down. What are you doing out here?
My wife's a bitch.
All right, I know that. Come on, stand up.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah, goofiest one I ever saw. Now, I'm going to get this right, because this was beautiful. Okay, what are you doing in there?
Well, I seen this guy's house, and it was all messed up.
Yeah, what are you doing in there?
I was cleaning it. That's my house.
Is that his house? No, sir, it's not his house. I live there, and the door was locked. Well, how'd you get in?
I come through the back window.
And it's your house?
Well, yeah.
Well, how do you figure it's your house?
Well, I just seen all the stuff I thought I'd clean up.
Oh, you thought you'd clean up.
That's what I thought I'd do.
Well, now you realize you're under arrest, right? Put your hands behind your head.
Now, officer, please. I said to put your hands behind your head. Oh, I said put it.
And then he beat the guy with a flashlight. It was really, really cool. But the funniest thing is they always look for a guy and they'll find him like hiding underneath one step. A 6'3" guy who just squeezed himself under there. Come on out. I think it's amazing how those guys find anybody.
We're in pursuit right now of a male, white male, 6 foot six, 290 pounds. He took off running out into that dark field, out there into that forest. My partner's chasing him.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just going to stay here and talk to the cameraman. And if he needs me.
And then the next thing you know, okay, we've got him. How did that happen? They ran all the way across a field into a rainforest, into a swampland, and his partner chased him down. And the cops they show are always very professional guys, nice guys. They got keys, they got a gun, they got a belt, they got a billy stick, they got a radio, they got all this crap, and then they got to run. And I, okay, he took off after me. I'm in pursuit. You see him, Billy?
Yeah, he's over here.
What? That's amazing that they're able to do that. I got him. Come on out now.
Are you having sex right now?
No, I'm not, G.D. it. That one of them dispatch jokes?
Well, who's the woman?
There ain't no damn woman. That's me breathing.
10-4.
Damn dispatch, I was making you damn jokes. My partner's running after him right now. What are you doing? I'm here talking to you. I'm on cops, ain't I? So your partner's the one that got to go off into the weeds out there, into the black of the night. They always find a guy. Always. Where do you think he went? I don't know where he went. He went out back here. There's a fence out here, and there's like, I don't know, about 65 acres of hedgerow. And there's a few haystacks and the Mississippi River and the Grand Canyon. But, oh, here he is. I got him. Man. I love that show. And it's true, and it's been said by wiser people than me, but it's always true. Every time they bust a black guy, he's always like, yeah, you cops can kiss my beep, beep, beep. You can all go down. Beep, 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 beep. I ain't saying nothing to you, man. Beep, beep, beep. And the white guys are always, honey, can you go my bail? They're always sniveling. The black guys are always very confrontational and pissed, and the white guys are always crying for their wife. Please, baby, come down and bail me out. I didn't mean to slap you upside your face. So anyway, the next time you're on cops, you're entitled to some residuals, and not that $50 they offer you either. How much are they offering them now? Last friend of mine that was on cops, I think he got $50. I'm kidding. I got Taylor looking at me with the, really? How about your neighborhood, man? They must be in there once a week. How much are they paying people around there to get on that show? I would just for once love to see them roll big time through Beverly Hills or San Marino or, we got a disturbance call here in Linden Avenue. Yeah, it's the home of Pickfair, man. Mary Pickford used to live here. I don't know what the hell's going on. Bruce Willis, he beat the crap out of Demi and they're divorced, but they're trying to make it work. That cops crew, I don't know where they were the night O.J. did his number or the night that Robert Blake did his. They should have been right on. God! That would have been some money in the bank. All right, we're rolling to a shooting. It's a movie star, and I don't know, he killed her. Not the guy from Beretta? Yeah, screw you. You know, he's yelling and he's screaming, and they find him laying under a wheelbarrow. Hey, you're Robert Blake. You're lying under a wheelbarrow. O.J. Simpson. I'd love to see them roll just really hardcore through Palo Alto. Palo Alto PD. You know, they always start at the... It says Palo Alto Police Department. We've got a neighborhood here of a lot of real scum. $5 million homes all along here. And you know what that breeds. All kinds of incest, fathers doing their daughters and everything else. So we're always got our eyes open on these scumbags around here. What's this here? Well, this is what we call Millionaire's Row. You can see the yachts. Those are about $40 million yachts. No telling what kind of sadistic, rotten sex is going on in those yachts. Tied you up, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you dirty... Some guy comes out wearing a garter belt, big pink leg, freaking pink, whatever the hell they're called. What's it called? Negligee. Lingerie, is that what it is? I haven't worn any in years. All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's my fantasy cop show.
The Phil Hendry Show. Check out our website. Have we mentioned our wonderful website, philhendryshow.com? It's really a great place to go to follow our show. We have a daily show log. And on the show log, you'll see everything that we did in the preceding show. We also feature two or three clips, short little comedy bits from the preceding show. And then we also have our 30-day archive, so you can listen to the entire show from yesterday if you want to. We also have our Listen Live line, so if you want to hear that day's show same day, then you can log on and do that. We also have something called our audio archives, where all those little short-form and long-form bits get stored, and we have bits that go back 7-8 years from long before the show was ever syndicated, back in some instances to Minneapolis. So in Minneapolis, 1993, I mean, we're talking about 8 or 9 years. And we just got this in, by the way. The 21-year-old college student wanted in a string of pipe bombs left in rural mailboxes in 5 states was arrested Tuesday, and it'll be on Cops this Saturday night. He was hiding under a wheelbarrow, and he was lighting a Marlboro with his shirt off, going, "All she does is piss me off," rocking back and forth with a pipe bomb in his back pocket. All right, we'll read that when we get done with this pitch. And also, be sure to get your Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Yes, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Don't be seen without it. You don't have to wear anything else. Just wear that. Plus, you know what? We ought to send about $20 million worth of those over to our guys in Enduring Freedom. We ought to, but we're not gonna. Okay, so that's the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt and the Best of Phil Hendry 2001 CD. Bring it. You can get that by going to our website as well. Get a backstage pass. All that audio is going to be available to you. PhilHendryShow.com. The 21-year-old college student wanted in a string of pipe bombs left in rural mailboxes in 5 states was arrested Tuesday on a windswept highway outside Reno, ending a manhunt that stretched across half the country. Luke J. Helder of Pine Island, Minnesota, was captured after dropping at least one gun out of his car window, according to Alan Davidson, spokesman for the Nevada Highway Patrol. Good job, Nevada Highway Patrol. A bomb squad was called to check the vehicle for explosives. It is him, said Gail Jacobs, an FBI spokeswoman in Las Vegas. Helder was stopped more than 1,500 miles from western Illinois, where some of the first bombs were found Friday. A motorist on Interstate 80 spotted Helder's westbound vehicle and tipped off authorities, who pulled him over after a 40-mile chase that reached 100 mile-per-hour speeds. Was that on TV? Helder was taken to jail in Reno. Authorities did not immediately comment on possible charges. The capture came just 8 hours after the FBI issued an all-points bulletin for him. You see the picture of this guy with the one leg up and the coat and tie, good-looking guy? Was he an actor or an aspiring actor or something? Because that's an acting pose. That's like something you'd have on a commercial composite. But he's from Pine Island, Minnesota. He's a nutcase with his shirt off, screaming down the Nevada highway at 100 miles an hour, dropping guns out the window. This is not a guy that you want to... Hey, want to get a couple of quarts of beer and hit some parties? What do you think, Bill? Lon? Luke? No? All right, can I get out here? Will you slow down so I can get out here? The capture came just 8 hours after the FBI issued an all points for Helder and said it wanted to question him about the 18 pipe bombs found since Friday. His father at the family home pleaded with Helder, "Please don't hurt anyone else. You have the attention that you wanted. I never gave it to you as your father, nor did your mother, but you now have it." All right, so he's in custody. And we ought to be. We're the Phil Hendry Show.